spirit. The Holy Letters of the Rebbe, in volume 5, letter 1305, Baruch Hashem, this is dated the 25th day of Kislev, Tovshid Beis, the first day of Hanukkah, Brooklyn, and the Rebbe is sending it to, with the titles, Baruch Sheyichya Shatz, this is Baruch Shram in New Orleans, the Rebbe sent it to, Shalom Uvracha. About a question that one of your members of your shul pointed out, that since all the people in shul put on the tefillin in Chol HaMoed, that's their tradition, so that you should put on tefillin too. So you asked, what's my opinion? Do you have to because everybody else does? And the answer, the Rebbe says, this question has been brought down much, and the Rebbe is writing in Yiddish, in many of the responses. Because the question over here becomes of loisis goydidu, you should not make groupings, which Chazal interpret, don't make groupings. So therefore, it is been ruled that if somebody is accustomed to putting on tefillin on Chol HaMoed, and he finds himself in a shul during davening, where all do not put on tefillin, the reverse case, then he's not allowed to put on tefillin. But on the other hand, a person whose custom is not to put on tefillin, as is the custom of the Arizal, the Baal Shem Tov, and his students on Chol HaMoed. So even if you find yourself during davening in a shul where everybody puts on tefillin, then he must keep his custom not to put on tefillin, because there is no issue, a question in this case, of loisis goydidu, because the person that sees that he doesn't put on tefillin, maybe there's other reasons he's not putting on. It can be, for example, maybe already put on tefillin, or maybe he's not ready to put on the tefillin yet, because for putting on tefillin, your body must be clean. Maybe you're not ready to put on the tefillin. This above mentioned ruling is brought down in the books, in the Svarim, Eishel Avroam, Simul Amadalev, Shav Tzuchel, Menuchas Moishe, Simul Samagdalet, Shav Tzuchel, Levush Mordechai, Madurit, Nyon, Simul Kuf Chav Gimel, Besev Masach, Hamachna, Bekit Shulchan Aruch, Impir Shom, Tzuchel, Malachet, Fus New York, Toshin Yudalev, Simul Amadalev, all the references. The Rebbe is blessing them that you should be able to notify good news and regards to all the people who pray in the shul. And the Rebbe puts an APS over here that I am attaching also the booklet for Yutes Kislev, which you will hopefully use with them for those who daven over there. So while the Rebbe gives him right, and he says that you're not supposed to do, because that's not going to make you different, because if you put on tefillin when nobody puts on, that makes you different. But if you don't put on when everybody puts on, that doesn't necessarily, because there could be other reasons for not putting on the tefillin, and therefore it does not apply, and the Rebbe says not to put on the tefillin.